Fictional Marathon, Grade 6, The Curse of Angelique. Fictional Marathon, Level 2, The Curse of Angelique. Introduction. A Weird Illness.
It is 10 to 11 at night. The weather is stormy. The ocean looks dark and scary. There is a little boat on the ocean, and there is a man and a woman on the boat. The woman is crying.
My son! My son!
The man hugs her.
Don't worry, my dear. I believe our son is fine.
No, he isn't fine. Teachers don't invite parents to school for no reason. I know there is something wrong.
Our son Arda is a naughty boy. He always makes his teachers angry. So they call us and invite us to school. I think that's all.
But he doesn't study at a normal school. He studies at Magnific. This school is in the middle of the Indian Ocean, and we are from Turkey. It is too far. They can't invite us here just because our son is naughty.
Well, he isn't just naughty. He is very, very naughty. Don't you remember last year?
Arda's mother doesn't say anything. She closes her eyes. Her memories of last year fly in her mind. Arda finds an old pirate treasure in his school, Magnific. He steals it. He comes back to Turkey, and he lies to his parents. He says it's the lottery money, and his parents believe him. They spend all the money to cure ill animals. One day, his friends visit Arda in his house. They say there isn't a lottery in Magnific. They say Arda is a cheater and a liar. He has the treasure of their school, and they want it back. Mrs. Yilmaz opens her eyes.
Of course, I remember last year. How can I forget? But his teachers and friends aren't angry with him now. They know Arda is a young, helpful boy. No, he isn't perfect, but he loves animals. He tries to help them. His teachers and friends think this is lovely. My son, my little helpful son. What's the matter with him? Who knows?
Arda's father is silent. He doesn't know the answer of his wife's question. Now he feels worried too. A few minutes later, he points at an island.
Oh, look, here is the island. Here is Magnific.
Miss Brown is waiting there. She is Arda's English teacher. The boat goes to the island. Miss Brown is wet because of the storm. She looks very sad.
Welcome to Magnific, Mr. and Mrs. Yilmaz.
Where is Arda? Where is my son? Is he okay?
He is in hospital. Follow me. I will take you there.
They start walking.
What's the matter with him? What is his problem?
Well, I can't tell you.
Why not?
Because it's crazy. You must see it.
Arda's mother and father look at each other. They are more worried now. 5 minutes later, they arrive at the hospital. Ms. Brown opens the door. Arda is there. He is in bed, and there is a blanket on him.
Oh, my son! You are okay, right? What's the matter with you? Do you have the flu?
Arda's father looks at Ms. Brown.
We come from Turkey, Miss Brown. I think you shouldn't invite us from Turkey because our son has the flu. It's too far.
At that moment, Dr. Watson comes in. She looks sad and nervous.
It isn't the flu.
At that moment, Arda wakes up and starts shouting.
Mum, Dad, help me. This is crazy. I'm so scared.
What's the problem? I don't understand. You look fine.
Arda starts crying. His parents look at Dr. Watson. They're worried. They don't understand anything.
It's a weird illness. Can we call it an illness? I'm not sure about it. It's crazy. I still can't believe it.
Mr. Yilmaz can't wait anymore, and he starts shouting.
Just tell us what's our son's illness.
After a short silence, Ms. Brown goes next to Arda's bed. She pulls the blanket. No one speaks. They just look at Arda's legs.
Is this a joke?
No, it isn't. It's real.
This is crazy. It can't be real.
Mrs. Yilmaz is shocked, and she starts crying.
Where are my son's legs? What does this mean? That's a fish tail.
Arda's mother looks at Dr. Watson.
You are a doctor. Do something.
And you are veterinarians, right? Well, he is half fish. Maybe you can cure him.
Mr. Yilmaz sits next to Arda and he touches his fish tail.
That's real. My son has a fish tail. How can this happen?
I think it's the curse. The old pirate treasure in Magnific. It's cursed, and I'm its thief, so I'm turning into a fish now. It's my fault. Mummy, Daddy, I love you. I'm so sorry.
This is silly. Come on, we're taking you back to Turkey. Maybe Turkish doctors can find a cure.
Suddenly, Arda stops crying.
He can't breathe. My son can't breathe.
He is half fish. We should throw him into the ocean.
This is crazy. I can't throw my son into the ocean. It is very dark and stormy.
I don't want to do this either. But look, he is half fish. He can't breathe here. He needs water.
His parents and teachers carry him to the beach. His friends come to the beach, too. They are all very sad. They don't have another choice. So they throw him into the Indian Ocean.
My son!
Now Arda can breathe. He feels good in the water. But the weather is stormy and the sea is wavy. The water takes Arda away.
Mom! Dad!
Arda!
Help!
Now, go to page 137 and get your award. Cut and stick it on My Treasure page at the back of the book.